Deutsche Welle News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. Arab leaders called Friday for peacekeepers to be sent into Syria at a global meeting aimed at increasing pressure on the Damascus regime to end months of bloodshed and allow in humanitarian aid. US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said embattled President Bashar al-Assad would pay a heavy cost for ignoring the will of the international community after almost a year of brutal crackdowns on protesters. At least 22 more civilians were killed in renewed violence on Friday as Arab and Western ministers met in Tunisia for the first Friends of Syria conference. Host nation Tunisia called for an Arab peacekeeping force to be sent in to bring an end to the killings and for Assad to be granted immunity to persuade him to stand down. Meanwhile, the Red Cross has begun evacuating wounded from the city of Homs. Nine protesters were killed and scores wounded in Afghanistan on Friday as demonstrations over the burning of Qurans by foreign troops continued for a fourth consecutive day, despite calls for calm from the president and clerics and an apology from US President Barack Obama. Afghans took to the streets after weekly Friday prayers in the capital Kabul and at least seven other cities. The US military said the burning of the Qurans was unintentional. Friday's death toll brings to 26 the total number of those killed so far, including two US soldiers who were shot dead by a man wearing an Afghan national police uniform. The NATO-led International Security Assistance Force, ISAF, said on Friday that a joint investigation with Afghan authorities was looking into the events surrounding the mishandling of religious materials. Because of the security situation, Germany has closed its base in Talokan in northern Afghanistan a month earlier than scheduled. Iran has increased its capacity to enrich uranium to higher grades despite orders from the United Nations Security Council to stop such work, the UN nuclear watchdog said in a report on Friday. Iran has tripled its capacity to enrich uranium to levels of 20% at its Fordow facility and boosted the number of centrifuges enriching to below 5% at its Natanz plant, the report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said. Iran's enrichment of uranium up to 20% has caused concern in the West because it is theoretically much easier to turn such material into bomb-grade material than uranium enriched at below 5%. In Beijing, officials for North Korea and the United States have ended a second day of talks aimed at persuading Pyongyang to mothball its nuclear weapons program in exchange for food aid. U.S. Chief Negotiator Glyn Davis said there was some progress, but there was no breakthrough was reached. The talks have been delayed by the recent death of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il. Clashes between the army and Tuareg rebels in northern Mali have forced more than 125,000 people to flee their homes since mid-January, the United Nations said in a statement on Friday. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, said it needed €26.5 million to cover the needs of those displaced by the escalating conflict. The UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs said people were continued to flee and estimated 60,000 were displaced internally, while 65,000 had sought refuge in Mauritania, Burkina Faso, Niger and Algeria. In addition, at least 77,500 Niger citizens were living in Mali had returned home. Tuareg rebels are waging their biggest offensive since a 2009 rebellion as they demand autonomy in Mali's vast north and have launched several attacks on towns in the region since mid-January. Robust growth and record lower unemployment has enabled Germany to slash its public deficit last year. Germany ran up a deficit equivalent of just 1.0% of output last year, down from 4.3% in 2010. It is the first time in 3 years that the German deficit ratio has been below the 3.0% ceiling imposed by the EU and puts Berlin in a powerful position in efforts to find a solution to the Eurozone debt crisis. Nigel Tandy, DW News.